This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهار المرسلين، شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين، محمد صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praise is due to Allah. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah. And we bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is indeed his final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah. The best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the best of speech, the book of Allah, and follow its commandments. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who come to know the best of ways, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make us amongst his followers. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. Ya ahbaba Rasulullah salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi. Kharij nitaq al-anbiya. أكثر شخصية مذكورة بالاسم في القرآن هو فرعون. Outside of the messengers of Allah, the most mentioned personality by name in the Quran is Pharaoh, the representation of oppression, epitome of tyranny. Over 70 different places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Pharaoh. Please remember, Pharaoh is a title, is not an individual. And whenever the Quran does not give specifics but speaks generals, it means that the story can potentially be repeated. And that's why the Quran does not give names, because every now and then there is a Pharaoh. And moreover, وأكثر قصة مكررة في القرآن هي قصة موسى عليه السلام. And the most repeated story in the Quran is the story of موسى عليه السلام. قال ربنا جل وعلا ولقد أرسلنا موسى بآياتنا وسلطان مبين إلى فرعون وهامان وقارون فَقَالُوا سَاحِرٌ كَذَّابٌ. In one of these places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have indeed sent Musa alayhi salam, Moses, with clear manifest authority from us to Pharaoh, to Haman, to Qarun. Three individuals we will speak about, inshallah, shortly. فَقَالُوا سَاحِرٌ كَذَّابٌ. They respond and they said, Musa is nothing but a lying sorcerer. He is nothing but a lying magician. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ مِنْ عِنْدِنَا. And when he brought to them truth manifesting from us, قَالُوا اُقْتُلُوا أَبْنَاءَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ وَاسْتَحْيُوا نِسَاءَهُمْ. They said collectively, all three entities, they said, slay in great numbers the sons of those who chose to follow him, واستحيوا نساءهم, but spare their women, وما كيد الكافرين إلا في ضلال. But the guile, the plotting of those who are bent on denying the truth is going to be futile. It's going to be erroneous. It is not going to bear any fruit. See, touched on this a little bit last time. Al-ibada laysat amaliyya
آنية. Please keep in mind that genocide is a system. It is not something that happens suddenly. There are phases and stages that the Quran speaks about, as manifested in the story of Fir'aun. Three elements or four elements must be present. Fir'aun representing a dirty politician. Because you cannot carry out genocide if you've got clean politicians. You must have dirty politicians in order for genocide to take place. And that's why people say politics is not a dirty game. Politics is a good game with a lot of dirty players in it. But the game itself is not necessarily a bad game. The players in it are dirty. So in order for genocide to take place, you must have that corrupt politician. We've got so many of them nowadays. Corrupt politician Fir'aun. Haman, who was the minister of defense of Fir'aun, representing the military industrial complex. Every nation needs a military to defend itself. But when that military is misused in order to corruption and tyranny, you must have that type of military in order for genocide to take place. And number three, Allah, Qarun, Allah of selfish, rich people. Only care. There are number four, people who are willing to spread the prayer, and that is represent of the magicians. People. Them and in you can what you, if you remove Hitler and put Netanyahu there, they would be given the same speech, the same exact tactic that is taking place. Close your eyes and you think Hitler is speaking, given the fact that these are the very same people who continuously keep telling us every day, never again. Now it is happening again, but they happen to be the perpetrators of it. Discrimination. After discrimination comes dehumanization. تجريد من الإنسانية. See, when you dehumanize people, you do something. Number one, you become more accepting of the suffering that happens to them. Even if you become more accepting, you become indifferent to the suffering that is happening to them. You can watch all pictures coming out of Gaza, all these children that are dead. Yeah, but you know, Hamas did it. You become dismissive. You become indifferent to what is happening to people. But do you not see what is going on? Do you not see what's happening? As somebody so nicely said it, he said, man, I gave up on this country doing anything. Because you would think that when you see dead children, killed children, that is bad. That's really bad. Or as they say, be quiet when children are sleeping, but don't be quiet when children are being killed. That's not the time to be silent. He said, I gave up on this country after Sandy Hook in Connecticut. What happened? Said, man, 27 people were killed, out of which were 20 children between the ages of 5 and 9 or 5 and 12, said, and we did not do anything about it. As if they're suggesting that people seeing children dying, we become desensitized to it, it doesn't bother us anymore. So what did you do? Dehumanization. When you dehumanize people, you become more accepting of the suffering that happens to them, or at least you become indifferent to the suffering that is happening to them. The West is excellent in dehumanizing others. وعلى فكرة أكبر أكذوبة في تاريخنا المعاصر هي مقولة الغرب متحضر. والله مش متحضرين. حيوانات. The biggest lie, that we've been told in recent history, that the rest, the West is noble and everybody else is a third world country. Everybody else is a developing country. Everybody else is a savage. Look into history and you will find out that most of these atrocities in the world was actually committed by Europeans. Was reading about the genocide that happened to Native Americans. I was looking into Peter Burnett, the governor of California, who called for the extermination of the Native Indians. The Homestead Act, 1862, where people were given, register for $10, move west, the government will give you anywhere between 160 to 500 acres, this land is yours. Take it from the Indians. People were taught that if you get an Indian, get their skull, the government would pay you $5. People were told that if you get an Indian, skin them, they make good boots. Their skin makes good boots. Because they were the savages. And what we do when you do that, you become more accepting because the people have been dehumanized. You don't see them as people like you suffering with feelings. No, no, you don't see that. They are subhumans. This is how Europeans spoke about Jews in Europe. Calling them cockroaches. Calling them brats. Calling them vermins. It's a process of dehumanization. And when you see the way that these Zionist thugs speak about Palestinian children, Palestinian people, they are engaged in the process of dehumanization. عليهم لعنة الله إلى يوم الدين. The curse of Allah be upon them until the day of judgment, Ya Rabbi Alameen. So what do you do? Once you dehumanize people, now you are ready to exterminate them. Dehumanization, and then you go into annihilation. And the rest of the world is absolutely quiet. Dismal, deafening silence. Love the words of Father Desmond Tutu from South Africa. And he said that in a situation of injustice, if you decide to be neutral, then you have chosen the side of the oppressor. Dr. King said, silence is the worst type of betrayal. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, الساكت عن الحق شيطان أخرس. The Prophet of Allah said it more eloquently, where he said that he who sees the truth and says nothing is nothing but a mute devil. Because there are two types of devils. There are those who talk, and then there are the devils who keep quiet. They are equally guilty. They're equally guilty. Look, man, all these people are dying. Say, yeah, but see, we stand with Israel. But the baby, we stand with. And then comes the president. Allahumma salli ala Rasulillah. What does he say? He's not sure about the numbers of the Palestinians who have died. Because he believes that, you know what, these numbers may be a little bit exaggerated. How many people do you want, Joe? How many people do you want dead? When is it not an exaggeration? So what do? They publish the names of every single Palestinian that died with the number of their ID. These are the people who are dead, according to the health ministry. But even then, you look into this and you say, we're talking to the wrong people. We're talking to Pharaoh right now. Because see, Pharaoh is not moved by babies dying. These types of things, Pharaoh is not capable of these. This is high level intellectual, social, emotional skills that these people do not possess. Dehumanization is what we're seeing right now. And then there is, after dehumanization, there is preparation. And they say that at the stage of preparation, if people don't do anything, the next step is going to be annihilation. As we speak, they've got 200,000 people waiting, making sure that they bomb everything before they go in, making sure that they, well, that's preparation. And what is going to happen after preparation? There is going to be annihilation. And then what happened after that? Justification. It wasn't our fault. We always wanted peace, but it was them that did not want peace. And you see this. And in the process, of course, you have a propaganda machine. And I love what our brother Malcolm X said, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his soul. Said, see, saying says that if you don't watch the news, you become uninformed. But if you watch the news, you become misinformed. What do you do? Don't watch it, you don't know what's going on. Watch it, you become misinformed. So what does Malcolm X say? Haj Malik al-Shabazz. He said, if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hate the people being oppressed and love the people doing the oppression. If you're not careful, you will end up hating the people who are being oppressed and you will love the people who are doing the oppressing. That's why in our deen, we celebrate the gift of speech. And the way that you celebrate the gift of speech, you don't use it to lie. You don't use it to intentionally misinform. There is this incident where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once reclining, talking to his companions. He said, "Ala ukhbirukum bi akbar al-kaba'ir? Shall I inform you about the most serious of sins, like the biggest major sins?" قَالُوا بَلَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ الشِّرْكُ بِاللَّهِ Associating others with Allah. عُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ Dishonoring your parents. وَكَانَ جَالِسًا He was reclining. كَانَ مُتَّكِئًا He was reclining. فَجَلَسَ He sat straight. Because he is about to say something very serious. What does he say? أَلَا وَقَوْلُ الزُّورِ Giving false testimony. أَلَا وَشَهَادَةُ الزُّورِ Giving false testimony. أَلَا وَقَوْلُ الزُّورِ Giving false testimony. أَلَا وَشَهَادَةُ الزُّورِ And he kept repeating it حَتَّى قُلْنَا لَيْتَهُ سَكَتْ He said it so many times that the people around said, we wish that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say it no more. We wish that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would not say it anymore. But you just mentioned associating others with Allah. This is the most serious, but it only hurts you. Dishonoring your parents, that's really bad, but that's confined. That's just you and family. But you give a false testimony. As a result of it, what happened? Remember the man who stood in front of the United Nations? We've got the smoking gun. Iraq has weapons of mass destruction. Well, because of that, millions of people died. Millions of people died because somebody knowingly, intentionally gave a false testimony. And every day we see people giving false testimonies that are leading to the death and the killing and the murder of these people. But we have agreed, my brothers and sisters, we do not want to be downers. We don't want to be downers. In the process, man, so much good is coming out of this. The propaganda is not working. Young people, man, young people on TikTok saying, I've seen what's going on. I don't believe this anymore. And they're changing their minds. So much so that there are reports that the Israeli government is paying YouTube influencers on social media, on TikTok and these places. Look, we offer you money, just change your mind. Young people are coming out and saying, I'm not selling my soul for $5,000 or $2,000. I am going to speak the truth. Good is coming out of this. Love our Jewish brothers and sisters who are in Washington demonstrating, getting arrested, All repeating, not in our name. Don't do this in our names. See, it's one thing for us to say it, but somebody from within, that's integrity. That is integrity. These people we love, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahi, may Allah guide them. That is integrity. Yes, I am one of them, but what them is doing is wrong. It takes integrity for people to speak this way, and that's why we love these people. We love these people. A lot of good is coming out of the house, telling our brothers, man, a lot of potential friends out there. A lot of potential friends out there. People just don't know. The best thing that we can do right now is to share with people. Remember, he who frames the argument wins the argument. The narrative now has got to change. I don't have much hope on politicians. Any politician that says anything negative right now is just committing political suicide. And besides, these Zionist media, they've got them in their pockets. Politicians are absolute, they're not free. So the best that we can do is, please remember, share the narrative. People change their minds when they know. Earlier this morning, I had a confession. I was speaking to people after Salah. I said, you know, I went to the gas station 2 days ago after Fajr and wearing this, something similar to this, and I was waiting for my turn, pumping gas and wanted to get some coffee. And somebody walked in. And this is a confession, sharing with you. Somebody walked in and that person did not look right to me. Caucasian man, he was looking at me head to toe. I'm wearing this. And I'm thinking to myself, damn man, redneck. He's probably about to say something silly right now. I'm just waiting for that silly comment to come my way. He looked at me and he said, is this all you're getting? Holding my cup of coffee. I said, man, that's all I'm getting. He said, just this coffee, small coffee? He said, yeah, man, that's all I'm getting. He looked at the cashier and he said, I want to pay for his coffee. I was waiting for a silly comment, but it was me that was silly. Because somehow I thought, when he sees this, he has nothing silly to make. Nothing but silly to make. And the reality of it came to be very different. We had a school that I visited 2 days ago. Episcopal school. I asked the teacher who brought them. I said, Miss, where is your school at? And she said, oh, we're all the way on the other side of town. We are in Midtown. I said, you know, there is a much closer mosque to you that you can take your teachers there. Beautiful teacher, may Allah guide her, ya Rabbal Alameen. She said to me, you know, Imam, I want to be honest with you. After we're done visiting you, we will be visiting Temple Israel. Temple Israel is very beautiful. And I want to be fair in the way that I represent the religions to my children. That is why I wanted to make sure that I take them to a place as equally beautiful. That is integrity, people. That is integrity. That is somebody who is being equitable. That is somebody who's trying to be fair. So the point is that we have a lot of potential friends out there. Let's get these friends. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in understanding, ya Rabbil Alameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بأثاره اقتفى. Please continue to pray for the people of Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them victorious. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy all those who intend ill for them, ya رب العالمين. Those of them who are sick, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them grant them a full and speedy recovery, ya Rabbil Alameen. And those amongst them who are fighting their oppressors, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them victorious, ya Rabbil Alameen. Very quickly, inshallah, we do have a janazah after salah. Please do, inshallah, join us in praying on our sister. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless her soul, Ya Rabbal Alameen. We also have a beautiful project, brothers who are visiting us from Nashville. They bought a nice property, Masjid Al-Farooq, is one of the most active masajid in the United States in the Hifz program, helping children memorize the glorious Quran. They are visiting us, inshallah, after the salah. Please do give them 1 minute. But most important is that they do have a loan, and they're hoping that we will help them financially, inshallah, on your way out. And that becomes our way of showing our love. Remember that as believers, we have our circle of concern and we have our circle of influence. Our circle of concern is the globe. Our circle of influence is that we want to do right whenever we are able to do so, inshallah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم فرج هم المهمومين ونفس كرب المكروبين وقض الدين على المدينين اللهم ارحم موتانا واشف مرضانا وفك أسرانا وعاف مبتلانا واختم بالباقيات الصالحات آجالنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة